Sebe. Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hi, my name is F. Sernan. I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Your answers will help Florida better prepare for the next time a hurricane approaches, and they will inform policymakers on how the current economic situation has affected their citizens. Let me ask you, is your home a single family home, a town home, an apartment, a condominium, manufactured or mobile home?
Single.
Single family, thank you. And do you own or rent the home?
Home.
Thank you. Please tell me, what year was your home built?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what year was
built? 2022.
Oh, wow. Brand new.
Mm-hmm.
How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
A long time.
give me a ballpark figure.
I don't know, like, I'd say 50 years.
Wow. Okay. All your life. Or any adult in your house will experience any of the following, a tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, which one?
Yep. All the way up to 5.
Oh, wow.
All the way up to Eaton. Okay. Andrew, the Eaton.
Andrew? Okay, that was the last one, right, in 2021, correct?
No, Andrew was a long time ago. Andrew was 1990.
Well, so the year
Andrew was
about
the one
the last
that was
month.
50. Yeah. Oh, in the last month? No, there was no hurricane in the last month. The
no,
last
the
one?
Last,
20, Ian.
2021, I believe
Ian.
It was one.
Yeah.
What was it called?
Ian.
Ian.
I-A-N?
I-A-N,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that was in 2021, correct?
Yeah, I believe so. Or 2022.
Oh, wow.
2 years ago.
Okay. 2022. No problem. And how have you or any adult in your household lived in a home or physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? I'm going to give you, how would you prepare if a serious hurricane threatened your home?
Okay. Are you going to give me options or?
Well, they tell me not to read the options, so I'm going to help you out.
Okay.
I don't know why they do that. But
right.
I'll let you know more or less if you can tell me at least one on that.
Well, okay, we have a generator. Yeah, you know, food for a week.
Well, okay.
I don't know what else you want.
Buy supplies and equipment. That sounds good. That's good enough. Thank you. When will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Now I'm going to read you this. When a hurricane touches issue, like in 48 hours, or when a hurricane
48 hours.
48 hours. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and you on hurricane? Very certain? Almost certain?
Very certain. Very certain.
Thank you. Please select your top 3 sources of information. I'm going to read you this. Internet sources other than social media, radio, television, newspapers, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, WhatsApp,
TV and media, social media.
TV and social media. I need one more. Friends and family, internet sources, or
radio.
Media. Who?
Or radio or family, fine. Either one, I don't care.
Thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being the most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness on 1 to 5?
Most prepared.
5?
Yeah.
Thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? The cost of child care, transportation costs, property taxes, cost of insurance, loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
Or none of the above right now.
Thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No, no.
When would you evacuate? If a hurricane watches issue, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane
no,
watches,
not evacuating.
No?
No.
Okay.
When will I evacuate now?
Yes.
I'm not evacuating.
You're probably never.
No.
No, okay, thank you. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go if you needed, only if you needed? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend, family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you not live in any circumstance, another state. Thank you.
Another state.
Thank you. How many vehicles are available in your household?
Two.
Thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
What's the what?
The dollar amount deductible.
The deductible, well, for hurricane, 2%.
Yeah, on your home insurance policy.
For hurricane, it's 2%, or I think, or more. I don't know, probably changed. But if you're talking about hurricane, you know, hurricane has a different deductible.
Oh, okay. So your home insurance policy doesn't cover that, right? That's true.
It covers, right, exactly. So if it does cover hurricane, but you have a big percent, you have a big a deductible. I don't know what it is right now. Yeah.
So you have
it's
two insurance. You have one for hurricanes and you have one for home insurance, correct?
No. It's the same one, but the deductions are different.
Okay.
So I don't know what it is for hurricane. It's high. I don't know what it is.
Okay, so they're not saying your hurricane. They're just saying your home insurance policy. What's the deductible?
On regular, like $1,000.
Okay. Thank you. How confident are you that you could come up with $1,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain that I could come up with the full $1,000.
Yes,
certain. Thank you.
Emergency money.
Oh, yes. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decreased significantly? Decreased?
70%, went up 70%.
Holy Christ.
Ridiculous.
70%,
yeah.
Wow.
70.
So increased significantly then, right?
Yes.
And 1 to 3 years, did it decrease, did it remain the same, or did it increase more?
What was that?
In 1 to 3, that was 1 year. How about 1 to 3 years? Did it remain the same? Did it increase somewhat?
The same.
About 3 to 5 years?
Increased, but I don't know about, not significantly.
Okay,
somewhat
there.
Yeah.
Thank you. And 5 to 10 years? Remain the same? Increase somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you.
Somewhat. Everything goes up.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. As a result of this increase, what options did you take? Did you change insurance provider? Increase the amount of deductible? Decrease coverage? Nothing? Continue paying high rate?
Continue paying high rate.
Okay, thank you. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable in insurance? 100%, 80%, 60%, less than 60%?
60%.
Thank you. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, I will not move from a home.
That's a tough question. I don't know.
I know.
Yeah.
Maybe
another state. I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgages to cancel their homeowner insurance policy. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government? government should not be involved in recovery efforts.
Tri-state coverage, I don't know. FEMA, whatever FEMA is.
Is that a federal government?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have in the people, I'm going to give you the list, that local building codes are being enforced? 1 is no confidence, any number between 1 and 5. 3 is reasonable confidence, and 5 is very high confidence. That local
3.
Codes, thank you. The local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk, 1 to 5.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. I don't know.
Who?
The high one. Sure.
The local land use and planning takes into account hurricane risk. How confident are you that they're doing that? 1 to 5.
I think so. I don't know which one's right.
5 is very high confidence.
Sorry,
5 is
put 4.
Okay, thank you. The new developments take into account hurricane wind risk. 1 to 5.
4.
Thank you. The new developments take into account flood risk.
Yeah, 4.
Thank you. The building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
No, I don't think so. I'd say a 2.
Thank you. We almost done. Thank you so much for taking the survey. I really appreciate
it.
Okay, good. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Yes and yes.
Yes, I believe it's happening, and I will be affected, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Will you consider selling your home in the private market as part of the government buyout program? Neither.
Neither.
Thank you. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, and what would you think? If the government were to take action on sea level rise, should they fund it with this initiative?
Oh, property taxes.
Increase property or income taxes?
Property.
Thank you. Most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, mildly concerned, somewhat concerned?
None.
Not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Thank you. When you purchase your home, which characteristics will be most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job?
All of that.
I'm sorry?
I said all of that.
All of that? Just 3 of them. So I'm going to neighborhood then, right?
Yeah, neighborhood.
Price
and family.
Taxes and fee, insurance rate, proximity to the family, proximity to job.
Proximity to job, yeah.
Okay, thank you. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years? 10 years?
10 years.
Between 10 to less than 20 years?
Sure.
Thank you. Finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished. Thank you so much for doing the service. Could you please tell me your age, between 18 and 34, between 35 and 54, between 55 and 64, 65 or older?
Up to 64.
Thank you. And now, what is your gender? I have to read it to you verbatim. I know
Same
what you sound like. Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household, including yourself?
2.
And are under 12 years old? No, right?
None.
Are 65 or older?
What's that?
Are 65 or older living in your household?
No.
No. Thank you. So it's just two people living in your household, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your marital status?
Married.
Thank you. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Yes.
What is it? High school, some college graduate
degree? Oh, college. College.
Graduate degree? Or just
some
college?
Some college.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino descent? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. And what racial group do you identify yourself with? White, black, thank you.
White.
Thank you. What language do you, is most often spoken in your home? English, Spanish?
English.
Thank you. Please tell me which is the income range for your household. Under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, over 100,000.
Okay, I'm not answering.
I'm sorry?
No answer.
Okay.
Not applicable.
No problem. This is all the questions I have. Thank you so very much for your responses. You have a nice evening. Take care.
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye.
Have a good night. Bye. I appreciate it. Take care.